And the first thing we want to see is the active obedience of Christ. Let me start asking a question. Why is it that Jesus had to be born through virgin and become a man? Why is it that Christ, was it possible that Jesus to save us without becoming a man? Like appeared to Abraham and ate lunch with Abraham. Was it possible that Christ to appear in his divine like a man, okay, and die? Why didn't he come in his divine nature, and why didn't he say, I'm going to die for your sins? Just like how Abraham saw three angels and when the angels were going to Sodom and Gomorrah to destroy, the Lord did not come that way. Why did he have to suffer and die? Now, is it, who would say yes? Who would say no? See, people who are very confused. You cannot say yes, you cannot say no. That is really confused, same to for me. Are you scared? That's okay. No problem. Now, why is it that Jesus did not come in his divine nature? Because the reason is, divine nature, if Jesus is fully God, he cannot obey the law of God because he is not under the law. God cannot obey anybody. So, only a human, fully human person can obey God. And also, divine nature cannot suffer. God cannot suffer. God cannot die for our sins. It has to be a human. That's why, because, remember, the commandment that God gave, God gave a commandment to Adam, if you eat of this tree, you will die. That's the commandment. Now Jesus is called the second, right? In Corinthians chapter 15, he is called the second Adam. Why is he? What's the meaning of second Adam? I didn't use the word second Adam. The first Adam, God gave, was born sinless, innocent, holy, righteous, he had no sin. Jesus was sinless, righteous, holy, see the parallel, right? The first Adam, he disobeyed God. The first Adam was tempted Satan in paradise. The second Adam was obedient. The first Adam broke the law of God, filled the law of God. Jesus said, Matthew 5:17, I break the law, but to fulfill the law. Now, do you wonder what Baptists baptized Jesus? I mean, should be baptizing John the Baptist. Why John the Baptist baptized Jesus? Because he was a part of the law. Jesus fulfilled all of the law. Adam broke the law. Who else broke the law? You and I. We broke the law. Okay? So there's an inherited sin that we have broken. God gave the Ten Commandments. It's a double curse. First curse is, and the other curse is, God gave the Ten Commandments. When God gave the Ten Commandments, the book of James says, even if you keep all of the law, even little point, you have broken all of the commandments. So, we have the law of God. Now, the first Adam represented all humanity, right? The second Adam, Jesus Christ, the body of Christ, the church. Now, to obey the law, all of the law, what? You become righteous. Become righteous before God. Romans chapter 10, verse 4 to 5, righteousness is the law. Now, why is it active important for our salvation? Christ died only for our sins. Then we would be forgiven, right? If Christ died only for our sins, we would be forgiven. Will righteousness in us? Just if he died for us, we are forgiven. It's like, but we don't have a righteousness towards God. Because he died for our sins, but yet we have broken the law of God. He died, inherited sin, but we have sinned against God in our thoughts, in our actions, in every possible way we have broken the law of God. The only way is to be obedient to the law of God. One, but in Adam, we can never fulfill the law because we were. And we are sinners, we were self-righteous, we had pride, not humility. Adam could not do it. The Israelites could not do it. Nobody could not keep the law, but only Christ kept the law. That's why a wonderful Savior, a beautiful Savior. Romans chapter 5, 18. 18 to 19. Therefore, as through one man's resulting in condemnation, even as though one man's right, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification. Jesus was because he fulfilled the law. He cannot become righteous if he did not fulfill the law. He says, for as one man's disobedience, many were made also by one man's obedience. Obedience is what? To the law. Will be what? Made righteousness. So here, Christ was born under the law. Galatians 4:4. That means he was born in law, born under the judicial law. He was born under the ceremonial law. Let me show you what's the difference between ceremonial and moral. Is all the commandments that God gave, Baboy, you know what I mean? On a certain day you had to worship, you got to bring this, you got to do all the ceremonies of the law. The moral law is the Ten Commandments. And we have, so Christ, he fulfilled all of the ceremonial, go through all those rituals. Where Israelites have broken, and also he fulfilled the law of God. Romans chapter 8 verse 3 says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, as a man, he was a man, he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might do. Amen. Jesus did that. Active obedience is that Christ kept all of the law of God. That is active obedience of Christ. Until we can never ever go to heaven without righteousness. He is holy. How can an unholy, unrighteous, only by the righteousness of Christ alone. Jesus came from God. The Father said, this is my beloved Son. It's amazing. God the Father was pleased with his Son. And he became a, that's why Jesus became a servant. A servant is the one who will obey the law. A master is a servant. So he became a servant. That's why in John 14:28, my Father is greater than I. Jehovah's Witness love this scripture. They like to grab that and say, look, Jesus is not God. But the word Greek, it means on, it doesn't mean that my Father is better than I. The title, Jesus' title, although he was God, is servant. So, it's like we cannot say, Jesus is better than I. No, he is greater than I. In title, but not, is better. Okay, so he came to obey the will of the Father. How many times you see, you know, I did not come to do my will. So what was the will of the Father? Will of the Father is to obey all of the law, the demands of the law. Psalm chapter 40, the Father sent the Son on a mission. And Psalm chapter 40, verse 7 says, Bible is kind of hard to turn pages. Psalm chapter 40 verse 7 says, "Before I come in the scroll of the book, it is written of me. I delight to talk is within my heart." Talking the prophecy of the Messiah, the book of Hebrews. So active obedience is the perfect obedience of Jesus Christ. Now, if you turn with me to Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. Revelation 22, verse 12 says, "And behold, I am coming quickly. And my reward is with to everyone according to his work." So, God, everyone, every single human being according to them. Now, it's a problem here. Now, when God gave the law to Adam, he could have attained righteousness if he kept the law that before. But everybody is going to be judged according to your works. But Christ, when Father sees you, a Christian, he doesn't see you in Christ Jesus. Amen. Father sees you in Christ Jesus. You are righteous, holy, and that you are, that sees the work of Christ on the cross. And on behalf of Christ, we're saved. Everybody is going to be judged according to their works. But when, as a Christian, sees, oh, you are righteous because of my Son kept the law on your behalf. But the unbelievers, they are trying to go to heaven. The Jehovah's Witnesses, all the works, what they can. And God is going to see and say to me, I don't see Christ. That's why in the Bible it says, you know what's the meaning of in Christ? That means we are united. We are in agreement with Christ. We are in Christ. We pray in Christ. We fellowship in Christ. We teach the word in Christ. We live in Christ. We cannot do anything without Christ.
Yeah.
That's us. He sees us through Jesus Christ. Perfect obedience. You and I can never ever keep the law. Absolutely no. This is what is called the active obedience of Christ. And Jesus said in John chapter 17:4, "I have glorified you on the earth, the work which you have given me." Wow. We can never do the required. God's commandment is that we need to be obedient. Absolutely no way. We have broken every part of the law. But finish the work. When Christ died on the cross, what did he say? It is victorious cry is there. It's not a defeated one. It's a victory cry. So we can go to heaven only by the work of Christ alone. His righteousness alone. God is going to judge everybody by His law. And they praise God because of Jesus. He kept the law. He is righteous on our. Now,